This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Feels like it's Christmas. Never wanna stop. Feeling
like the first thing on your wish list.
This is Jonas Brothers.
How about that? I recognize that. Pretty cool, huh? Christmas time on the radio. This is not a music program, but certainly we talk about what's going on in your life. And music is an important part of all of our lives, I think, pretty much, don't you? Do you know anybody who doesn't have some favorite kind of music? I don't. Right?
Music transcends. It makes you feel things, and
yeah.
It calms you, and excites
right?
you.
There's all kinds of things, right? That's why the people in Congress and the people in the automobile business who are trying to screw around with AM radio, or radios in general, kind of need to be put in their place. It reminds me of some other things. By the way, it's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome with Jay Kirshner. The fact that we have things to deal with that we don't think we should have to, like buying a car. I want a new car, but I also want to have the radio that I want to have in the car. And people in, like, Volvo, which is now owned by the Chinese government, a Chinese company, they'll tell you they don't want to put AM radios anymore in cars. And there are some people who think they ought not to put radios at all in cars. None. Well, you just plug in your device and you listen to what you want to. Why do you need a radio? Right? Well, I want to make that choice. I don't want you. And by not buying a Volvo, I guess I have made a choice, right? I want to buy a car, so you have the choice, buying a car with a radio or not. But why should we have to choose that? I guess it's maybe that sounds like some Captain Curmudgeon thing from an old radio guy. I don't want people not to be able to have a... I want you to be able to buy the car that you want and have in the car what you want to have in
and
the
have
car.
The choices. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So that brings me around to something else that really is a tick-off, right? And this will make everybody who's listening say, uh-huh, right, I get it because it's happened to me. So the latest outrage from those villains at Verizon, maybe you're going to make an alliteration, the very vicious villains at Verizon. These people are unbelievable. The extraction that they get from you. I was talking to my friend. I do a local television program here on what's going on in the city. And my co-host and I had the mayor on, and we were talking about things that were water rates and what it costs to do this, that, and the other thing. And then we got off onto what it costs to have a plan, if you will, an internet plan, an internet provider, a service provider. He uses RCN, and he told me what his bill was, and I use Fios, and I told him what mine was. And we're looking at each other like we're both crazy. What do you spend that kind of money? Because the guy who runs the television studio, he sort of started. He said, I just have an antenna on my house, and I've got the little box. I get 56 stations, and I don't pay a penny. And then we both looked at each other. I'm paying almost $300 a month. He's paying almost $400 a month because RCN is notoriously more expensive. I don't know if you get any more or you don't get any more. Some places are back to not having choices. You know, you have, this is the provider in this area. How'd they get that? Well, they made some deal with a politician or a bureaucrat so that they all carve out whatever little piece or big piece of the world that they can get, like Spectrum. Is there competition for Spectrum? Not most of the areas that I know that
well,
have Spectrum.
Yeah, it depends on where you live, exactly.
Yeah, right. So anyway, so I get this notice from Fios. How many of you got this? It's called the Content Update. And they start with this self-serving sentence, we are committed to providing customers with the best value and entertainment. Bourgeois. You're committed to making money and hopefully get as many stupid customers like me who'll pay you outrageous amounts of money to get something because it's handy or, worse yet, there's nothing else around. So they go on to say, we must periodically renegotiate our agreements with our content providers to provide you with the best programming possible. Okay, so they have a contract with the Cox Media Group, which is probably the largest privately owned media company in America. And they own some channels here in the Northeast. The specifics are Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or in that Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, New England corridor. And the package that they sell you has programs from Fox. And they have apologized because as of yesterday, there's no, you can't watch a Fox TV program, can't watch Fox Sports, can't watch the Fox dramas that are on their regular Fox channel. You can't see anything from Fox because they don't want to pay Fox what Fox wants. Now, I don't know who the real bad guy is here. It may be Fox because they want too much, or it may be Cox because they don't want to pay enough. But the last 2-3 months from Verizon, there have been these notices because they keep telling you that they're trying hard to negotiate something that's good for you. You know, who believes that? They're trying to negotiate something that's good for them. If you were doing something that's good for me, you wouldn't be canceling the programming from these outlets because they won't pay you what you want to transmit their programs. You know, it's all about, a friend of mine taught me early in life that about making deals. There's always, and I always hold my hands out. If this were television, you could see my hands are held out. There's always between this point of view and that point of view, and you bring your hands together till you're in the middle, there's always a deal. There's always a deal. But if you don't want to make a deal, then there isn't a deal, at least at the moment. So now I'm not going to have to pay less. They're going to still charge me at Fios, at Verizon, for service that I'm not getting. It's like when the lines go down.
It makes no sense.
Say again?
It makes no sense.
No. It's not fair. It's not right. But do you think the people, the bureaucrats, the government agents that watch over this kind of stuff, you think they're going to be able to do anything? These companies are so big, they laugh at the government. The government's not going to do anything that's in your best interest. Whatever happens is in the best interest, usually, of these huge conglomerates. Happens in farming and the food arena all the time. You know that. We talk about it all the time. And it happens in every single level. But I find Fios, I've always found Verizon, and people say to me, well, why do you use them then? Well, because there's nothing else here unless I put the antenna on my roof, and I can't do that because I need to have the Internet in order to be able to run my business, right? So I'm dependent on Fios because they're the only ones that have Internet, and so there you go. That's it in a nutshell. And what do we do about it? It's one of those, as I was talking about earlier, problem solving. I suppose I could solve the problem in another way. I could be creative and clever and figure out how to get maybe Internet from one source and maybe get the cell phone service from another source. You know, it's just, but they've taught us all that it's okay to pay more because it's easy and it's convenient.
It's a convenience fee.
Oh,
because
yes.
It's easier to just pay one place for multiple things and bounce around.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Okay, let's visit the police blotter, shall we? In Idaho, police might have unearthed a key piece of evidence in the murders of those four college students that people are still concerned about. This is thanks to a gas station employee. The assistant manager of the gas station has said that in some downtime, she reviewed the gas station surveillance video from around the time earlier in November when these four were attacked. She said that she had a weird feeling, and so she went to look at the footage, and it paid off. She found a snippet that showed a white sedan barreling down the highway, turning into a side street. The vehicle matches the description of a Hyundai that people have been looking for, that they say may be involved in this thing. Meanwhile, you go back to this crazy, this is Moscow, Idaho, the craziness of four innocent people getting killed for what reason? Who knows, but not for anything that makes any sense,
mm-hmm.
Right? This kind of thing never makes any sense. So there still is no identification of the killer or killers. They haven't found the murder weapon.
Which seems like it's happening more and more now.
Yeah.
That the hunt for suspects goes on a little bit longer than it seems like it normally does or normally would.
Here's a woman in Arizona found out the hard way inflatable green companions don't count for the carpool lane.
They don't. Nope.
The police department, Arizona Department of Public Safety, says the driver was spotted in the HOV lane with a suspicious-looking passenger. Well, actually, it was a suspicious-looking passenger because it was the Grinch, an inflatable
But the thing is, because we've seen stories about this where somebody has an inflatable or a dummy or something, but did they think that nobody would notice, oh, that one's green? That's the Grinch? Mm-hmm. It's not a person?
Right. It could be the Hulk, the female Hulk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And it's really, it's something, it's celebrated as silliness, but it is to be, silliness is to be celebrated, I think. Anyway, that's
and of course,
beware.
We just had to take a picture of this.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's time for you to think about your car. O'Reilly Auto Parts Holiday Gift Guide is here with something for everybody on your list. Get gifts starting at under $10. The gift guide has everything that you're looking for, including gloves, tools, accessories, license plate frames, and a lot more. For the hard-to-buy person on your list, shop the gift guide in-store at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts, or you can even find some of these things online at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The agency that takes care of O'Reilly Auto Parts is excited when I sing their jingle, O'Reilly. It's one of those things, everybody knows what you're talking about when you sing the jingle. That's all you got to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
O'Reilly. 18 after on the O. Stephan program.
The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both progressive as an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, reviens de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates, covered subject to policy terms and conditions. And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates, covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, stop the car, no whoopee spot. Where the gin is cold, the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall.
You could be engaged in this singer for a while and trying to figure out who she is. This reminds me, this could be a scene from The Masked Singer, right?
Oh, it could be. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this is a scene from Glee, the TV show.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, if I told you who that was, you're going to say, well, when I do tell you who it is, because I'm going to keep you in suspense, you're going to say, huh? I didn't know she could sing. Play a little bit more of that, will you? James, is that the best? There's an album here, and you could pick a number of different songs. You picked this one out, right?
No, I said this. This is from the show Glee. Her album's not out yet.
Oh, really? Well, she's going to release. All right, so we're talking about Kate Hudson, the actress, daughter of Goldie Hawn. Right. She's matured into quite a good actress. But she also is a singer, and she had for a number of years put her music on the back burner, she's made a number of appearances because she's in that movie, what's the
Glass
movie she's
Onion
in?
Knives Out Mystery.
That's it, the Glass Onion, mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So she's been promoting that, and then she started talking about the music that she's writing. Apparently she's written her whole life, right? She loves to sing.
Yeah, it's something that it's like a hobby for her. She's been writing songs. She loves to sing. She sings whenever she gets a chance, but she always was very afraid to put any of that out there. And then she started thinking about, well, her 3 children. And if she's afraid to do something, then what is she supposed to tell her own children about following their dreams or putting themselves out there? So she decided to go ahead and do it. And she says it's absolutely scary, but it's fun.
She's doing it for herself, it would seem, which is the best reason in the world to do it, mm-hmm. unless you need to, you know, if your career is writing music and singing, then you need to do that. But she doesn't need to do that. So she's doing it for herself because she likes to do it. And what a great lesson for all of us to do things that you like. You don't have to be good at it. If you like it, it's satisfying. Just do it.
And there are a lot of actors who can sing, and they put music out, and sometimes it goes somewhere. Oftentimes it doesn't.
Right.
But you can tell they have fun doing it.
Look at the albums that Shatner has put out. He's got a half a dozen albums, and he mostly isn't singing. He's just talking. And people, they love it. because it's Shatner. And so people will probably buy Kate Hudson's. I don't know this for a fact, but because she's popular, it's Kate Hudson. Okay, so let's try this on and see how it sounds. I didn't think that song was bad at all. So that's just an example.
Yeah, she is incredibly talented.
When is this coming out?
Spring or summer of 2023.
Mm-hmm. Well, wish her well. It's good. Who is the father of her children? I think there's a couple of different men that are fathers of the... She has three children.
Yeah, she has three, her different exes.
Yeah.
It seems like they all co-parent very nicely,
yeah,
which is great.
What's that movie she was in with Matthew McConaughey, How to Lose a Guy
in 10 Days?
Yeah, it sounds like that's her life. In a sense, right? But she's spunky and she's got kind of a nice and interesting way about her. So good. This is a great, more than anything else, a great lesson for you to do in your life what you want as much as possible. And hopefully it'll be something, if you really like doing it, like I've been fortunate enough to do, that you can actually make a career out of doing something you really like to do. Good. 28 after, this is Good Day.
Food waste is the single largest component in our daily trash. I'm Holland Cook. With inflation hacks, American landfills gobble up an estimated 73 billion pounds a year, and lots of what we throw out is still edible.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House on Wednesday passed a short-term funding bill to avert a government shutdown, kicking Friday's funding deadline to next Friday to allow lawmakers more time to strike a deal on spending for the remainder of fiscal 2023. The Biden administration and their open border policy is suing Arizona Governor Doug Ducey over his construction of a barrier made from double-stacking shipping containers along parts of the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican Senator Josh Hawley on Fox.
The Biden administration is getting exactly what they want at the southern border. This 14,000 a day illegal surge, they've known about this. They've known this would happen. They don't want a border. They don't want there to be Customs and Border Patrol. They don't want there to be ICE. They don't want there to be immigration enforcement.
The central bank boosted its benchmark rate a half a point to a range of 4.25% to 4.5%, its highest level in 15 years. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy-to-take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Many times, this sort of thing I could listen to all day. Right? Maybe it shows my age, but
no,
people
so
of your age don't. Do you like the wall of sound that's created by? This is the Wrecking Crew in a studio in Los Angeles that did all of the. Well, they've done most of everything musically that was created in California in terms of pop music. The Wrecking Crew, a group of a dozen musicians that have been profiled in a number of movies and stuff. They really, really, really knew how to make music.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil Spector was a perfect foil for them, creating all of these sounds. It's just, it's fabulous stuff. Makes you feel good, which is the whole idea behind the Good Day program. It's quite called the Good Day Show. I'm Doug Steffen, Mr. Good Day. Mr. Good Day. That's like the old Good Humor. You probably don't remember Good Humor ice cream. Mr. Good Humor. The Good Humor guy used to go around in a truck.
That kind of does sound familiar.
Yeah, he used to go around in a truck. Excuse me, ice cream. That they saw was awful, but it was kind of fun, you know, just to get one of those ice cream sandwiches, that sort of stuff. It was just, and I think you can still get them here and there in some places around the country. Here's some good news, Jay. A one-armed basketball player has been recruited for a college basketball team. This is Northwestern State University. people were watching this game. The new freshman basketball player scored his first points. And the applause went on and on and on because Hansel Emmanuel only has one arm. And then a minute or so later, got another dunk and everybody cheered again. And they beat Louisiana Monroe 91-73, bringing the crowd to their feet. So this is quite an interesting story, this fellow, Hansel Emmanuel. He was a part of the, you know, you go out and you get people in various sports who are the recruiters who go around and look at high schools, and sometimes the pros, they look at college and they try to recruit you to play. So anyway, this story started last year when some of the recruiters looked at the analysis of points, you know, who's playing and what kind of point is, well, you know, how many, they get 6 points a game, 16 points a game, 26 points a game. And this guy apparently does extraordinarily well in the point department, so why would you want to have him on your team?
And and so many people would probably overlook him because of ableism, and it's just so inaccurate.
Yeah. Yeah,
this
right.
This student is amazing.
Yeah. What did you call it? Enableism?
Ableism.
Ableism.
People
I've
think
never heard that term.
People cannot do things because, or they're incapable of doing certain things because of a handicap or anything like that.
Huh. I don't know that. It's interesting. I don't know that term, frankly. Anyway, so good for him. That's a cool story. I like it. His father was a professional basketball player down in the Dominican Republic. A lot of social media videos catching the attention of one of his father's former teammates, and that's kind of how this got pushed up through the system. So he had help from another, from a couple of different sources. Very good, very cool. Good luck to him. He'll be okay. I've known one person in my life who only had one arm, and that was my wife, who, when she was suffering with all the cancers, had a problem with the cancer spread to her femur and to other bones. And so after playing for years with her arm, they finally took it off. And as a result of that, once they did that, it created so much of a stir in the lymph system, because that's how the cancer spread, that it basically killed her a couple of months after she had that. When she first went to California, she had the operation. And it was very interesting to see how she adapted to it. All of her clothes she brought to a seamstress to have the arm that wasn't there any longer taken off and stitched the you know, whether it was a shirt or whether it was a dress or whatever it was, they just stitched up where the arm was, and so it almost looked natural. She could drive with one arm. She was a very determined soul, as it were. But that's the only time I've ever known.
Yeah, there have been Major League Baseball players, pitchers, who have one arm. And
Yeah. Right, exactly. All right, while we're in the sports department, soccer journalist Grant Wall, another person who died covering the World Cup. This guy had an aortic aneurysm, and that was the end of him, isn't it? If you don't know what that is, your aorta goes obviously into your heart, and it goes across your stomach, your groin area. And if it extends, if you don't go to a doctor every year and have a good, really good physical, and that includes using Instagram. Hello, as when a what do they call a device that goes into your body and it can scan it. Anyway, if they do a good job, they use this thing and it'll measure your aortic, not only in the stomach and how it connects to your heart, but also what's in your head. And these things, if they start to grow a little bit by even a centimeter, it'll indicate that there's a problem and it's getting weak. And so in this case,
the scope thing.
What am I, why can I not, it's something that everybody, ultrasound, thank you, ding, 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 ding.
Okay, the ultrasound.
Yeah. So the ultrasound measures all various things in your body, and if your aorta extends even by a millimeter, it'll
sort of bring up warning signs. So that's obviously what happened to this guy.
But with Grant Wall, he had been sick. He had posted to social media how he had been fighting something. He was diagnosed with bronchitis. Mm-hmm. And it turned out to be something completely different.
Yep. Well, that's happened sometimes. The body works in strange ways. Well, too bad. Here is another interesting sports story. A fellow named Carlos Correa. Is it Correa or Correa? He's going to San Francisco
Correa,
baseball
you heard it,
player.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Correa, yeah. Signed a 13-year, $350 million deal with the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
He was a shortstop for the Minnesota Twins. He had signed a short-term contract with them last year. He'd been seven seasons with the Houston Astros, but now his payday with the Giants, $350 million over 13 years.
Yeah, the biggest payday for a shortstop.
Yep. So that's and most of the good players these days are Hispanics, Dominicans, and people that come from the Caribbean, and they're, you know, playing for all of the big teams. Mookie Betts got $365 million with the Dodgers. Aaron Judge, didn't he just get a deal, $360 million? So all these guys are making, you know, over the course of their career.
Mm-hmm. Well, 13, you have Mike Trout, who
right,
had the $426 million deal.
Right, yeah, with the Angels.
He's not Dominican or anything.
No. No, I'm just saying the names you sometimes come up with are because the Dominicans, they start playing baseball when they can walk. And they play baseball. They're very serious. That's why they have some good players.
Yeah, isn't it interesting how different sports or different hobbies or anything, just based on where you grew up, where you were raised, whether it was football, whether it was baseball or basketball.
Yeah. It's what is the tradition of the community, much as anything else, right? Here's the Dictionary.com pick of the year for word. We've done this with Funkin' Wagnalls, right? We've done it with Merriam-Webster. Isn't there somebody else we did this? All these dictionaries that come up with their words, the new words, or their words of the year. Anyway, at Dictionary.com, woman is the word of the year. Searches doubled. There were other things that were searched for a lot, like consequential moments. But the most searched term or word was woman. And
there
so
go.
Why?
Words Oxford and Miriam. We had
Oxford,
so we have woman.
Right,
we had gaslighting.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the other one?
The fellow that runs the editorial department at Dictionary.com said, we selected woman as our word of the year because it provides an acknowledgement of the gravity of the various events affecting women this past year. Yeah, okay. I can see that. I'd like to think that there were many milestones that were good for women. He said, quote, from our perspective as observers and recorders of language change, the word woman is a prime example of the many gender terms undergoing shifts in how and to whom they are applied.
Mm-hmm.
Really? What would be an example of that? I guess I'm lost here.
Well, gender versus sex, pronouns, how people identify.
You're a woman instead of a girl? What is that? I don't understand. What am I missing here? Women, I've used the term woman to refer to women all my life. There's a woman. You're a good woman. Jay, you're
a good
woman.
What's the difference between the sex and the gender? Sex is how you're born, and what we've, you know, a lot of people, more people are coming to realize that not everybody is born specifically with only male parts or only female parts. There are some people who are born with both, and they don't really fit into anything. And then you have gender identification. That's where it's not how you were born. It's how you identify, which is different than sex.
So here I'm showing
so like
my
the people changing their pronouns, that there may be a woman who feels like they identify as a man, or people who more so identify non-binary.
But if you don't identify as anything other than what you obviously are, why would you feel like you had to call attention to it? Do you feel that people wouldn't know that you're a woman if you look like a woman, you talk like a woman?
Some people act like that way.
Really?
There are some people, like there's been a movie, what was that movie back in the day, where the main character, people could not tell if they were a man or a woman, and that was kind of like the whole storyline.
Tootsie?
No.
I don't
Pat.
Know.
Pat? It's Pat? Something like that.
Really?
But I think that a lot of people who are born with the sex of a female or sex of a male, and they identify their gender with what their sex is at birth, I think a lot of times people will put out their pronouns as a form of, like, solidarity or inclusion, people helping people that are non-binary feel comfortable to identify their pronouns as well.
Where did the word binary come from? Do you know?
It's been around for a long time.
Another word.
There are some places in other parts of the world that they may have two sexes at birth or three sexes at birth, but they have like 11 different gender identifications. So it's kind of one of those just what the social norm is. And the, like you said, the pendulum is swinging of our, what is the modern day society, Western culture, modern norm? Social norms, I should say.
I don't know. It's all social media. I found out yesterday that social media is affecting how long you're in the bathroom. Is another negative. More hemorrhoids and constipation because of social media and devices. Who studied this? I don't know.
I feel like this is that joke of like the, you always see on social media of the mom is getting herself ready and getting the kids ready, and it takes like this amount of time to do this, this, and this. And meanwhile, the dad was sitting on the toilet for 20 minutes.
Yeah, right. All right, well, don't spend too much time on the toilet, folks. It could be bad for your posterior health. 48 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck. It was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bum, 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 bum.
I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Simply Safe was named the best home security of 2022 by U.S. News and World Report. But we don't do what we do for the accolades. We do it to protect you and everything you love. Our advanced sensors and HD cameras are powered by 24/7 professional monitoring for faster police response. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to get 40% off any new system today. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Past the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Take it from me. This is one of the top cardiologists. I trust him implicitly. I look forward to our getting together. We only get together once a year for what amounts to, we're lucky, 24 hours of a dinner. Maybe we go to see his daughter perform in a play, and then next day he takes me apart from head to toe, analyzes what's going on. You too can have that same service. It's really a fabulous thing that they offer. So check out Ken's clinic at 352-735-1400. One of the things that is always connected to this business of COVID, you were talking about sort of how people suffer. They get brain, what do they call it? I was going to say a brain fart, but that's not. Brain fog.
Yes,
not a brain
I think
fog.
There's a brain fog, thinking of the brain fog.
Yes, that's it. Right, exactly. So, with that in mind, there have been a lot of people who have had much more serious problems with their brains. We were talking on the program earlier about COVID and how that ages brain tissue. There are doctors who are trying to figure out whether brain implants can restore functions. There are advances being made, Ken, but they're apparently kind of slow. Is this dangerous? Apparently Elon Musk is investing in some devices that can be used or be considered for implant to restore functions. You know, sooner or later it had to happen, especially with the focus on Alzheimer's and dementia. So what do you think?
Well, this is definitely not ready yet for your corner doctor. And this is at the cutting edge of research. This would be an exciting future to be able to restore damaged brain function, and this is out there. I wouldn't doubt that we get to this point, but this is clearly a research area right now.
Right, so not something from ready for prime time. Well, while we're in the brain department, Alzheimer's, dementia, all of that sort of thing, if correct me if I'm wrong, Alzheimer's and dementia are a result of brain deterioration, or do Alzheimer's and dementia
result in brain deterioration? Which comes first, the brain deterioration, then Alzheimer's and dementia, or Alzheimer's and dementia, and then brain deterioration? How does that work?
Well, the brain's a structure. And, you know, does your tractor break down first, or do the parts not function properly and then your tractor breaks down? It's the same thing. The structures inside the brain start to deteriorate. And then once the structures are not working as they should, you see deterioration of function. You don't remember, you don't think as well. And that's the process. And then if you start going and looking at the brains, which is something you have to do very carefully, you will see the structural changes. And it's how to prevent the structural changes where all the activity is. And there are things we can do to prevent it, and there are many things yet to be learned how to prevent it.
Is it true that vitamin D helps your brain so that it doesn't break down and you don't have problems like Alzheimer's and dementia? Is it that simple? Or vitamin D seems to be the key to so many things we're finding out in research. Is this one of them?
Well, this is not the only aspect we know how to maintain brain function longer, but clearly an adequate level of vitamin D seems to be one of the factors that will help you prolong brain function. This was reported recently this month in Alzheimer's and Dementia, the Journal of the Alzheimer's Association. So my suggestion is occasionally ask your doctor to make sure you get your vitamin D level checked. And you have to be careful on your own to taking too much vitamin D. Vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin, so you can become toxic, but you also can be under the therapeutic level. So ask your doctor. It's real simple. Just when you get your blood work done, a vitamin D level, and make sure it's in the normal range. And this is an important factor to help prolong, maintain good brain function.
All right. And one quick question. Is it true that Viagra is good for Alzheimer's, or Cialis or Levitra, any of those sex enhancers?
Well, we know it helps blood flow, and it may be. It's not yet approved for that only indication, but it certainly helps in other areas, and it helps if the brain's functioning to help the whole project.
All right, so there you have it. Answers to questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.